Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, 4, attention! You filthy earth stink beasts! Prepare to meet your moosey fate as you embark on the Tokyo Black Hour Death Podcast! I am Zim, ready to rain down doom.
So, bruh, this is when a man is sometimes doing right and sometimes doing wrong. So a jail employer, he is now facing charges because he was using the Baby Shark song to punish inmates, playing that shit for 12 hours. I said, yeah, that shit. Well, I'm making up the 12 hours, but he was punishing them by playing that shit all day long. I'd have slit my goddamn wrist after the first 10 minutes.
I don't know. I ain't got no kids, so I ain't had to hear Baby Shark 9 million times. But the one time I heard it, I was like, it could be worse. Yeah.
I mean, the same thing happened. I guess it becomes soothing once you go dip into your madness.
The same thing happened with Barney. Well, I mean, I think you just stop even hearing it after a while. Like, at first it's kind of irritating, and then you're like, it's played so much, you just don't even... Like you just
but you gotta worry about
it.
That one nigga who ain't as cool as you, who about to go kill 20 niggas. Cause that shit done kept him off for five days straight. I'ma kill a nigga.
You ain't trying to get shanked to a soundtrack of
Hell
Baby
no,
Shark.
Stab, stab, stab.
That's a lot of holes, my nigga. A lot of holes. So mind your business. Oh, thank God them folk got him up out of there. Ain't he good, though? This is crazy as shit. This is 2020, right, Jermaine?
Yes.
So they got these caterpillar that comes from Asia. It's like, bro, what is China doing? Just shipping all they deadly diseases. These niggas playing Uno with diseases. Isn't that over there?
Remember when we did slap down that reverse, yeah.
It's like, what the fuck? This is a hairy caterpillar. Yeah, caterpillar. I can't get it out. Fuck it. That is venomous to people. It's like you asked a serious question. What in the fuck was going on?
Bro, it is
150 million years ago. Nigga, bruh. Everything was deadly. Like, what was human beings doing?
Finding out that everything was deadly and dying from no anti-venom. That's what we were doing.
But it don't make sense. They shouldn't survive. They can't reproduce that fast as they die.
We were saying oops a lot.
Bro, is there anywhere safe to be in Asia? Because y'all end up like Australia. Every place is with these A's. Well, America got gun violence. Shit. Australia got pet violence. Asia got all the deadliest insects ever. Like, what? It's like murder hornets. Y'all got to sit up on the wrong island. The wrong continent. Like, goddamn, bro. It fucked up over here.
He got hit with a
goddamn bee and it killed the whole family. How the hell did he do that? Yakuza.
Dude, how many white people picked up these caterpillars to find out they were toxic?
Yeah, is it shooting stuff at people or is it like you have to touch it?
I'm sure you gotta touch it, and I'm sure at least 12 white people did that.
Fungus that looks like I don't need to touch it. Here go a white person. Oh man, ain't nothing but a fungus. Here this nigga turning blue. Like, nigga, don't touch me. Oh, yeah, some ancient wizardry shit going on with you, nigga. Don't touch me. So moving on to the next thing. As much every day we ask a serious question, what the US military doing with all our money? Allegedly this nigga been looking at two by Black Mirror. So Brandon shared this story with us. The US Army is putting on AR goggles on their military dogs so they can better guide them. Nigga, what does a dog need to know about AI? And nigga, you just a sign and say he gonna start realizing what's real and what's not real.
You finna fuck this dog up. You finna enhance his senses, nigga. He already enraged. Nigga, I mean, like, nigga, some raw meat hanging from your back pocket. Nigga, a dog eat your whole ass cheek off.
Yeah, apparently it's for, like, bomb-sniffing dogs so that the human doesn't have to go with them. They can just, like...
tell them blowing up dogs.
Tell them, well, the dogs can sniff out the bombs. Humans can't, you know. So the dog's going to be, you know, fine for the most part, unless it gets sniped or something. But
the question is, how many dogs did it take to get that shit right?
Oh, there was a few fucking lost their life for the cause on that one. I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure.
They like, how many canaries went down that black hole and then come back?
I'm sure a few of them ended up on that ASPCA commercial with Sarah McLachlan fucking.
You know. In Arizona Angel.
My dog ain't got no back legs. Like, yeah.
When they show that one dog wrapped up, looked like he'd been hit by a cannonball, I'm like, where did they get that dog? What was the fuck was that dog doing? And then I guess this is probably a fair answer. He was training to sniff bombs. And he wasn't that good at it. Yeah.
No. I just like what is a person had a wheel. I was like, bro, where'd you get that dog from? Like, that's an honest question. Like, bro, your dog has no back legs. Was he born like that? Or did he come like that? I bought him like that.
Oh,
I was confused. I was like, well, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. God bless
you. White people.
God bless those dogs and those goggles. You giving a nigga a layout of the city, and they go sentient. It's over with, dude.
Yeah,
they know where to hide it.
The motherfuckers like licking my own butthole is futile.
They gonna be eating asshole, nigga. They gonna have a thing for flesh, bro. You gotta think about it. Everybody else getting lazy, nigga. The army's getting lazy. Listen, now dogs out there with the goggles in the future, nigga. Like, what, nigga? No. You got to go out there and do some footwork, nigga. Don't let the dog do work. You're getting lazy.
What the camera say? Everything look good from outside. Goddamn 10 ninjas, no snuck by. Niggas start using ninjas again because you motherfuckers so lazy. Well, they was effective back in the day. They can be pretty good now.
Except for the dogs.
Yeah, ninja got them weird dog ass out. So moving on to mind your business. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, not a cybernetic dog, though, with fucking AR goggles on. Yeah. He's got a fucking Iron Man fucking heads-up display and shit. You can see in fucking infrared.
Flying like Super Dog.
Yeah.
That bitch flying? Nigga, we brought ninjas in a tank. Nigga, dogs are flying. Goddamn American.
And they never went in that Cold Stone Creamery again.
Allegedly.
Nigga, please, I don't go in a Cold Stone Creamery right now. But you ain't gonna go in no place that say Cold.
I think we ought to go as a show.
I've been in Cold Stone Creamery.
Imagine walking in the front. Y'all can walk in the back. Like, yeah.
Talk, no, we got to walk in all four at the same time, like shoulder to shoulder.
They going to thank me and Jamal, y'all bodyguard.
In solidarity.
Yeah, get stuck in the door.
And they spit in me and Jermaine custom. Don't eat that, Jermaine. I'll buy you a new one.
Right, you know, you better
I'll buy you one with my white card. Just go outside, get in the car.
Yeah, you know it ain't going to end up right when niggas spit in my ice cream. And I said, hey, bro, we got to talk about that. You can't be behind here, sir. Oh, yeah.
We'll go to Baskin Robbins.
There's a Brewster's close to me. We can go to Brewster's.
Man, I'm at Brewster. You need your checkbook to go to Brewster. How much that ice cream cost? It was a pint. $27, nigga.
What?
I know it's delicious, but not what kind of milk you using?
Nah, you're crazy, man. You can get 3 pounds of fucking banana split for like $6 or something.
Okay. Nigga, when the last time you been to Brewster's? The 19
nigga had been since 1996. Them prices high as fuck.
Dude,
what do you got?
There is a Brewster's with damn near within walking distance of my house. If you're going on a brisk day, you know, trust me, I know all about Brewster's.
3 pounds.
Brewster high, you got.
Did you hear him, Dusty? Like this nigga hit a Brewster man. Like he got the hookup.
What is it? Let me talk to your man.
Yeah.
Dude.
3 pounds of ice cream.
Man, okay. I ain't measured.
Three pounds of ice cream would have been $100.
But if it is Brewster's,
but
send it to 1 Tokyo Black Lane.
But that motherfucker, I mean, it'd take any normal person 2 sittings to eat it. Yeah. It's a lot. It is a lot of shit. That motherfucker's got to at least weigh 1.5 pounds. It's swollen.
Mm-mm. I got this one story, man. It was just really weird, and I don't understand where America's going. I need your help, Brandon. All right. So, an ad for onions was removed by Facebook for being overly overtly sexual. Hmm. Fucking onions, bro.
Well, did you see the ass on that onion? It made me cry.
I thought this nigga was being serious.
Bro, it's a fucking onion. That nigga can't sell onions. What were they moaning and shit, nigga? Yeah. Onion. That shit don't sound promising, nigga.
That look like, bro, a pair of titties.
Understand. We getting to the point out loud where niggas don't even work behind the screens no more, nigga. If it was a human being, bro, that's an onion, bro. I don't give a fuck if the onion long and sloppy. Like, what I'm going to do? Ban the onion? It's a computer, bro. It looks sexual to me. Is that a curve and look like a whatever? Dude, like we're doomed.
I think that says more about you than the onions. If you're thinking the commercial about onions is sexual, you know? I don't know. I didn't watch the commercial. It might be just onions fucking throughout the whole thing. I have no idea. But if it's just showing onions, you know, where they like, hey, you want these motherfucking onions, don't you? I mean, I don't know.
You want to make some fried onions?
You know, you want an onion bloom? Bitch, I don't know. Show me.
I want the hell going on, people, man. Please, people. The
world going to try to cancel the onion bloom because they're going to look like little shafts. I don't know.
Please, people, do not turn this world into Escape from New York. Or Escape from L.A. That's even worse.
Yeah, please don't
nobody eat beef around here, smoke cigarettes. Nigga, what? If we start beating meat, what happened to America?
Nigga got fit.
We got two more stories and we'll wrap it up. So a YouTuber created a real-life Star Wars lightsaber. This is a crazy-ass story. Like I told Jermaine and Brandon and Dustin and Lisa and Christian, this shit look dangerous, nigga. Don't be making this shit.
It is. It's extremely dangerous. Like, cut your own hand off dangerous, I think.
Bro, just the intensity of that heat. Do you know what Hasbro probably said? Them niggas dick probably got hard as a motherfucking like this. We gonna work with this nigga for 10 years, and we gonna make it happen. Cut that nigga a check.
That'd be the next phase of fighting, like lightsaber fighting when people getting their arms and legs cut off. It was brutal.
It didn't look like it wasn't like a straight lightsaber either. It looked like Kylo Ren's lightsaber. It was all sparking and shit. Like,
yeah, they say it looks like the lightsabers that they had before lightsabers in like the Star Wars universe. They look like that. They had like a pack attached to them that, you know, caused the saber.
That's kind of dope. Hmm. Ooh, I mean, like, I thought that
I cut steel. Military.
Keep it off a drone. Don't put it on a drone.
Oh, yeah. You can imagine that shit being on a drone?
Yeah.
Hey, what the hell is that? Give me a
Jamal
few seconds.
Jamal took the word right out of my mouth. I bet the military lips got wet.
Yeah. By the time you say what was that, you're already half.
Can you imagine that shit with a grenade and you just throwing that shit? That shit'll kill everybody. You just throw a grenade that shoot out goddamn spikes of that shit.
Shout out to the first person to die from a lightsaber.
Shout out to the first motherfucker to lose his fingers, because those will not be able to be attached back on.
Hey, this is 2020. We're going to remember this shit. 107. We know a nigga going to lose his fingers 20 years from now. We're going to bring this shit up.
Your motherfucker going to be in there fighting and playing, and somebody going to trip. You cut him in half. We can put him back together. That ain't how it worked.
It cauterized him.
You created a lightsaber, nigga. It ain't like the movie. It's like a volcano ripping through his body.
Yeah, but what if you had to lose an arm and that was the option? The other, like, or you could get the lightsaber. You know,
I mean,
pay like an extra $100.
I mean, yeah, if I got like caught in a lathe or something, go get the lightsaber.
That's what I'm saying. What I'm saying. You want the hacksaw?
No, I
want that's fucked up, man.
A clean cut. Yeah, Saw would have been a completely different movie. You know.
Yeah, it would have been over. Saw would have been 12.
I only want to get in the Saw. That nigga cut his whole foot off and survive for 7 seasons. Spoiler alert, that nigga didn't die. Spoiler. It is utterly ridiculous. The Saw is the most ridiculous thing ever in this world, mate. And they made 9 movies and then doing a goddamn spinoff. I'm here for it. But as you know, there's no way in hell. If you cut your foot off in a dungeon, you're going to die in said dungeon.
Yeah.
I'm just going to put that out there real close. That would have been a hard situation for me. I'd have been like, I ain't going to fuck with that one, cuz.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get a new family.
Y'all tripping. Moving on to the end is near. We may be going to World War III. I have failed you. Kim Jong-un shows tearful side in confronting that North Korea hardship. In confronting North Korea new hardships. Bruh, this is when you can never be on top forever. I always remember, you may have rice in your land for 100 years, but if you don't take care of the land, you're going to run out of rice. You're going to run out of shit. You're going to run out of a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I think this was just a...
bullshit?
Yeah, oh yeah. This is like that time that the fucking owners of the company I used to work for came out and helped put up stuff in the warehouse, thinking they were showing solidarity with the common people. But
really? And go back, eat a steak, and get on a goddamn private jet.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Y'all nigga eat y'all hot dog and y'all hot dog water.
I just love that old company. They motherfucker come down there. Yeah, man, we eat with the common people. What is that? Mexican right. Hey, food? In containers? No, we won't be eating that. There's roaches down here. Why the fuck do we have roaches in our break room?
No, man, it was fucking terrible. We sorry, y'all.
We sorry, y'all. Moving on. He probably full of fluff. Let's go to conspiracy theory.
I'm just telling you, I think he waiting on somebody to, like, give him a hug and kill him. I told y'all not letting them old niggas up here. But, like, bro, he has no reason to be, like, crying on national television to these people. You ain't got no heart. You seen all the shit you've been doing, nigga, blowing up uncles and shit. Like,
hadn't said it.
You know
what helps with that?
Dog, it's a problem.
Yeah, I was about to say, you know what helps with that? Having a dog.
Yeah, the comfort.